Susan, if you would, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm Susan Spaulding, and my company is Market Directions. And Market Directions is a brand performance consultancy, and we do a great deal of work in the agribusiness and animal health markets. And through that work, we really recognize the opportunity in the country living area with the large property owner, and have been pursuing that opportunity for the last several years through a number of initiatives that really look to understanding that population a lot more, so that the marketers can understand what they want and need, and how they're different, and what the opportunity really is for them.
So here at the Country Living Outlook Conference, I would assume then that you are going to share some of that information with the marketing people who are attending here. What are some of the key messages you would like to get across to this audience?
One of the things that I'd like to get across is the passion that these people have for where they live and why they live there. And the fact that if they do invest both time and energy and money into their passion, and really are looking for the marketers to help them enjoy their choice in living in the country to the fullest, whether it's learning how to put up a fence, or it's taking good care of their horses, or what they want to do in their garden, whatever it might be, so that they can really be very satisfied with what they're doing in that way.
So what if I'm a marketer, and let's say it could be whether it's equipment, or I suppose it could be seed for gardens, you know, whether it's flowers or vegetables, or who knows what it. What are some of the things that they might want to keep in mind, besides knowing that they've got a very passionate audience about the kind of lifestyle they want to live?
Well, the more you can help them really understand what they need to do, when they need to do it, how they need to do it, some of the basics of what you might not consider to communicate to them, quite a few of them still need that and want that. And they're always looking for what's the next opportunity that they want to take on their property, and what do they need to do from a care and maintenance standpoint, whether it's cleaning up their pond or taking care of the goats that they have, or putting in a new garden.
So in the research you've done, have you found, or would you suggest, what are some of the best ways to reach that audience, to get a message to them in order to communicate with them?
There's a couple of things. Certainly there's the media has done a good job in terms of responding to this marketplace, and now there's a number of vertical publications and broadcast forums that are ideal, and they certainly do look at those media for knowledge, but they also spend a lot of time on the internet. So websites can make a big difference, and they do like to search, even if they're doing it slowly because they don't have broadband. And they also look for the retailer to make a difference for them. And they're very engaged in the community. So, you know, even more so than those living in rural towns, they're much more alike those living in the country right next to the farmers. So they're participating in 4-H and FFA and county fairs and those kinds of things to, again, be part of the country living ambiance. So all of those ways also give you really good grassroots methods of reaching out.
Well, speaking of grassroots, the Country Living Association is putting on this conference, and it's a member organization. As I understand, they've got like about 11,000 members now. That seems like a significant number. I don't know what the total potential is, but working through or with the organization would be probably a good idea if you're wanting to target this audience too, right?
It certainly would be. You know, the idea of an association and whether people wanted to be part of started with our subscriber-based study in 2004, the initial look at this marketplace from a broad view. And look how much has happened since then. So I certainly do think that alignment within an association, because those people are looking for an affinity type of organization to belong to, will make a difference. And that's a great source for them to go to and look for resources and partners and marketers.
Anything else that you would say, kind of closing here, about reaching this audience that we didn't touch on here that you think might be of interest to marketers especially?
A couple of things. One is the women are very involved in the decision making, and so don't forget them. If you're a traditional agri-marketer, a lot of times the focus has been more toward the farmer and the man rather than the woman. And in this case, it's more of a shared decision making process. The other interesting demographic aspect to keep in mind is that half of them are empty nesters, and about half of them are not. So you really need to think about the differences in the life stage that the people are in when, in terms of the family composition, and also when they've moved to the property. If they've moved early on to the property, they have a lot of wants and needs, versus if they've been there a while and it's more of a maintenance situation. So those are characteristics, too, that are really important to remember as you think about talking to them.
Well, it just, I think, points out how diverse of an audience this is, and that, you know, and this is probably why this conference, I think, holds a lot of interest with people, is because it is such a diverse, whether it's age or occupation or location, like in the things that you said. So we really are looking forward to your presentation here. This is Susan Spaulding, who is one of the speakers here on the conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.